Neil Darcy.
Welcome to Ireland. I have been delighted to be walking into work past Chatham Row to the wonderful ray of sunshine that is a mural of you for the past week.
Oh, my little glittery booty. There's a mural of my glittery naked body on the side of a building in Dublin.
It is the talk of Dublin. Everyone loves it.
Oh, it's so cool. It's very cool.
Well, you've got a lot of love here in Ireland. How are you finding it so far since you came over?
I've always wanted to come to Ireland. I've never been. There's this one guy who would always tweet at me from Ireland, and he did radio. I can't remember his name, but he was always like, come to Ireland. And I was like, I gotta book a show. People's gotta, you know, buy tickets. And then now I'm here, and I just wanted to do everything Irish. So we went to the Malahide Castle, and I ate a lot of potatoes, and we wanted to do Guinness, and I'm doing Baileys, and I'm getting crazy. I'm getting plum nuts out here.
I'm liking this.
Found
liking
a leprechaun. No, I'm just kidding. Four leaf clovers. There's so much going on.
I want to tear this back a bit because I think the real happening moment for over here for you was Truth Hurts. Now, that's an interesting song. Now, not that it wasn't happening beforehand, but that was when everyone
Batches
jumped
and
on.
Cookies, I'm just kidding.
But everyone jumped on with Truth Hurts, which is an interesting song because that was a make or break song for you, because at that stage you had gone through quite a bit, even in the writing of that song. You know, you had a tough time, you went in, you wrote it. I just admire that song because it shows you how you take a moment and everything changes. It goes to number one, the billboards, and there you are. You have arrived.
Yes, I arrived.
There's some brilliant lyrics in there, and this is the one that I really like is, yeah, I got boy problems, that's the human in me, bling bling, then I solve them, that's the goddess in me.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's something to embrace.
I definitely said that in a rant when I was angry.
See,
in the studio.
They don't know this about this song. This song was a rant. It was a rant that you had.
Yeah.
You were in studio, and whoever's with you starts writing it down, and this is a song.
Yeah. It's so funny. There's a couple lines that existed before. Excuse me. Woo! There's a couple lines that existed before. That's, I took a DNA test. I'm 100% that bitch. I put the singing single, which was my Instagram caption. And why are men great till they gotta be great, which is something that when we all got drunk one night, we just screamed out about men. So, like, those were the only lines that existed. Everything else in that song was like, I just had to go to the hair salon and wash him out of my hair, and it don't matter because I got this man from the Minnesota Vikings in my DMs. I'm about to go on a date with him, and you know what? Good luck with that bitch that holds you down, but it's really holding you back. Like, every lyric came out of, like, an emotional rant.
This for me is your style though. In every song, it's that conversational tone, and I love this. Like, batches and cookies, like, that's something you said.
I said that to my DJ. I remember I was like, I got my batches and cookies, that's all I need. And then she was like, that's good, you should write that down. You know, I got my bitches and money, but I said batches and cookies because I'm silly, I don't know.
Yeah, well, when you say it like that, you won't.
Got my batches and cookies, I got my bat.
I love it. I absolutely love it. But I think that's the tone of your music, which I like, because when people listen to it, they say it back to you.
Yeah.
And your audience game is unbelievable. I love this line. I love you, you're beautiful, and you can do anything.
Yeah.
You say it to your neighbour. I like that. We've got a singer here in Ireland called Damo Dempsey. He does something similar called Love Yourself Today. But when you do this, I have never seen anything like, from watching your live videos, just the amount of people that embrace it and say it to themselves afterwards.
Yeah, and they really do. Like, one of my favorite things I've seen, this girl tweeted, like, it sounded silly to me at first, but I kept saying it to myself, and I didn't realize how much we do negative self-speak. And she said, I looked up and I started treating myself better. I stopped saying, oh, it's stupid, like, if I did something wrong, and I started saying things like, no, you deserve this today, it's gonna be all right. And for me, that made me happy because I'm like, it's working. I don't just say this stuff to be cool. I'm like, no, I really want people to go home and use these experiences and use that mantra because it really does work.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
I think as a role model, you've done a lot for people. This side of the water, anyway, which they take from States, come over here to Europe. Your positiveness around insecurities, because you've spoken about this, the layers of insecurities that were there, and as you struck them off one by one, that British Vogue shoot is brilliant. It just shows this power, positivity, self-love.
Yeah, I'm going to cover Vogue. Yeah, we do. We do. And I mean, beauty is confidence. I just got like, I did this like interview and they got a bunch of like fan questions. And this girl was like, my friend is so much more beautiful than me. And when we go out to clubs, I'm really insecure, but she's my best friend and I love her and she's really sweet. But I just always get a little jealous of her. And I was like, yo, beauty is confidence. Like, you have to believe in yourself. It doesn't matter what you look like. Like, everybody is beautiful to everybody and somebody. And your friend is just as beautiful as you are. You just have to believe it. And once you actually tap into that self-love, you'll realize there's things, individual things about you, about your personality, about your face, about your body that no one else has. And it's a beautiful thing. And you celebrate it instead of being angry about it and wanting to change it.
No, thank you for your contribution, because over here, I will tell you this much. You're doing wonders for people's mental health, particularly young guys and young women. They love that, and they love your lyrics about that. Can I strip it back to when you were younger, into Mr. Browden's class?
Oh my...
I want to bring this up, Mr. Browden's class, because this is the man that gave you the love for the flute.
Yeah, Mr. Browden.
Yeah, so you were in there, he says, no, guys, listen, you got to play along to the radio.
Yeah, no,
which is
yeah.
How you learned. You weren't into this like technical stuff first. It was like literally, no, do you know something? I'm going to see, can I play along first, learn my own way.
Yeah, which is so interesting. I didn't realize, because back then, even like in fifth grade, I wasn't listening to the radio as much. So we were playing Biggie Smalls and Lil' Kim, and we was getting down.
You call me Big Papa.
Yeah, honestly, we played that actually. And we had like these little dance breakdowns, and the parents would come to our concerts and watch us, because we had choreography. And he would write the sheet music out, and we would just be playing these songs. He's like, this is a song we gonna do today. And he would change the lyrics and make them, like, you know, grade school appropriate. And we had little raps that we would do. And they were like, damn, like, it was fun to be in band, and it was cool to be in band. And yes, because of that, I did have a lot of ear training. Like, I would play, I listened to James Galway, the man with the golden flute, yes. And I learned a lot of flute from him, just listening to him and his technique and his style. And then I really got into sight reading and reading sheet music. But yeah.
But this is the thing, like, you kind of have to go back and go, right, now, you're really good at what you do, but we're going to teach you the more technical side as well. So you got to do that as well. And there comes a time then. There comes a time in your life where, you know, you have to come to this decision of, you know, you finished in college, you played a bit. It's like, do I play flute in a symphony orchestra, or do I become an international superstar or start singing?
Yeah.
And that's a tough time for you.
It was tough. It was actually one of the darkest moments, because I was so ashamed of myself for not pursuing the flute. And but I was just in Paris playing the flute on stage to a sold out crowd. So I got my wish. I was gonna study flute at the Paris Conservatory, but now I'm there anyway.
Can I just say, Sasha is an integral part of the show out here, am I right?
Oh, Sasha.
Sasha, how is she tonight? She's good.
Oh my God.
She's got her own Instagram
page.
She's
powdering her nose. She's lubing up her keys, getting ready to blow
everyone. Yeah, check this out. At Sasha B. Fluton is your flute.
Yeah.
Not even verified, but has over 200,000.
Oh, she's verified now, honey.
Was she verified?
She just got verified.
Brilliant.
She's almost at 300,000 followers.
I am loving that. Wow. So I want to come back to that whole period, though, of when you made the decision. And you know, you mentioned about, you know, starting to, you know, kind of decide you're the singer. At that stage, like, you know, your mum had to move out of Houston. Your dad was quite ill. And you moved with your mum for a while. And you kind of became introverted for a little while. But then you gradually just came out of that, came back, brought the singing to on. A lot of people don't know this. You used to rap for local radio competitions and win.
Oh, yeah. I used to rap all the time. I would call in. And I would hit them with, they would be like, what's up, y'all? What you gotta say? Who's on the Michael Hatch crew? And I'd be like, yeah, my name is Lizzo, and I'm from the West. And they would be like, damn. And I remember I won tickets, and I won a few tickets to a few shows. And I remember one day I freestyled, and then the host of the show, Matt Hatter, he was like, stay on the line. He kept me on the line. He was like, yo, what's your name? And mind you, I was in like middle school or like high school. I was like, I'm Lizzo. And he was like, yo, you're special. Like, you're really, really good. And I thought that I was about to blow up. I was like, oh my God, I made it, bitch. Like, Mad Hatter said I'm good. I thought I was about to get signed to rap a lot of records. Like, I thought it was on and popping. But mind you, I was in high school, so it would be another like 1,000 years before anything would happen.
You do realize you just did a hair chest and you checked your nails.
Oh, I did. I know.
I do my hair. That was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I tell you, these songs are my life.
It's conversation.
Life imitates art. Thank you.
It has been a pleasure talking to you, Lizzo. Thank you so much.
Nice talking to you.
Michael Darcy. Today FM.